This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. Even the best plans we make to get rest are frustrated at times by natural phenomena. That's what happened to the disciples in Mark 6:31 through 56. First, we saw how the crowds wouldn't let them rest. Now they were out on the Sea of Galilee, taking in the restful movement and quiet ripple of the waves. When suddenly, as often happens on the Sea of Galilee, a storm blew up with fierce force. It was now the wee hours of the morning. They tried rowing to shore, but were getting nowhere. I've had something like this happen on occasion while on vacation. Everything was going according to plan until a rainstorm kept us in a tent or cabin full of restless kids. It continued into the night, and then the tent began to leak. Why does God allow this? Well, in the account of Mark 6, it indicates that when evening came, the boat was in the middle of the lake, and he was alone on land. He saw the disciples straining at the oars because the wind was against them. In other words, Jesus was aware of their struggle and frustration and came out onto the water toward them. When they saw him, they were gripped with fear, thinking he was a ghost. But he said, "Take courage, it is I. Don't be afraid." Then he climbed into the boat with them, and the wind died down. They were completely amazed, verses 47 through 51. Ultimately, our rest is found in Jesus. He gives the energy and courage to go on. Turn to him. Trust in him to calm the storm. Ultimately, he fills the reservoir of our lives with peace and energy. He is the answer. If this series has been helpful to you, let me know. Email me at ludgolds@outlook.com.